Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Vapay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 30th, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Neonomics partners with Qvik. Neonomics has announced its partnership with Qvik in order to scale open banking services to customers across the region of the Nordics and the UK. Capify secures £100 million to provide loans to SMEs. UK-based alternative finance company Capify has secured a £100 million credit facility for development plans and providing SMEs with working capital. Cynet secures a loan from NatWest. Microsoft Tier 1 Gold partner Cynet has secured a £700,000 loan from NatWest to grow its customer portfolio. Foss and Silverflow join forces. Foss has partnered with Cloud Platform for Global Card Processing, Silverflow, to help businesses leverage a solution for accepting contactless payments directly to mobile devices. Crown Agents Bank partners with Invest Africa. Foreign exchange and cross-border payments provider Crown Agents Bank has partnered with business platform Invest Africa. Superis unveils dynamic QR code device for streamlined transactions. Superis, an Indian tech original equipment manufacturer, OEM, has introduced a new product called the dynamic QR code device, combining the functionalities of a cash terminal and checkout terminal. E-pay policy and U.S. premium finance simplify insurance financing. U.S.-based e-pay policy has partnered with U.S. premium finance to streamline insurance financing, introducing Finance Connect for seamless online transactions. Visa installment solution now live for Adib cardholders. Abu Dhabi Islamic Bank, Adib, and Visa have announced Visa installments solution, VIS, is officially live for Adib-covered cardholders in the UAE. TerraPay joins forces with VMTS. UK-based payment service provider TerraPay has entered a strategic collaboration with VM Money Transfer Services, VMTS, in a bid to increase financial inclusion in Jamaica. Advantech acquires ARS Technologies. Taiwan-based Advantech has announced its acquisition of France-based POS and kiosk brand company ARS Technologies, aiming to solidify its global footprint. Edfapay obtains license for its financial payment solutions in Tunisia. Edfapay has obtained a license and approval for its financial payment solutions in the Tunisian market through its arm WePay in cooperation with WeSettle. Alipay enables digital payments to 14 overseas e-wallets. Alipay Plus has announced the initiative to enable digital payments of 14 international e-wallets from 9 countries in Hong Kong, aimed at the city's global travel drive. EBA unveils new types of payment fraud and proposes protective measures. The European Banking Authority, EBA, has unveiled a comprehensive opinion aimed at tackling the evolving landscape of payment fraud within the European Union. Zumo partners with CCRI to address crypto carbon footprint. Zumo, a digital assets platform, has formed a strategic partnership with the Crypto Carbon Ratings Institute, CCRI. Kasha shuts down its business banking division. UK-based neobank Kasha, which provides banking services for crypto businesses, has revealed its intention to shutter its business banking division. Danish fintech Ageras raises 82 meters for acquisitions. Danish accounting software fintech Ageras is on the acquisition hunt after securing 82 million in funding. ACI Worldwide publishes Prime Time for real-time report. Global real-time payments growth has reached sustainable levels with 266.2 billion real-time payments transactions recorded in 2023 a year-over-year. YoY. Growth of 42.2% according to the 2024 Prime Time for Real-Time Report, published by ACI Worldwide, NASDAQ. ACIW, a global leader in mission-critical, real-time payments software, in partnership with Global Data, a leading data and analytics company. Trust Payments joins AWS Partner Network Foundation. Trust Payments, a leader in innovative commerce solutions across the UK, EU, and US, is proud to announce its partnership with Amazon Web Services, AWS, as part of the AWS Partner Network, APN. Viva. Com's tap on device POS to accept Satispay. Viva.com, Europe's first acquirer powering merchant payments acceptance on any device in 24 markets, enters a strategic partnership with Satispay, the leading mobile payment circuit in Italy independent from credit and debit cards, growing alternative payment options to eliminate the barriers between the physical and online shopping experience for merchants and consumers. Crown Agents Bank and Invest Africa launch payment exchange campaign. Crown Agents Bank, the specialist provider of foreign exchange, FX, and cross-border payments for hard-to-reach markets, and Invest Africa, a leading platform for business and investment opportunities in Africa, today announces a new collaboration, the Payments Exchange. PPRO appoints Bronwyn Boyle as Chief Information Security Officer. PPRO, the leading local payments platform, has announced the appointment of a new senior leader, Bronwyn Boyle, as Chief Information Security Officer, CISO. Neon Mikes joins with Qvik on open banking rollout to the Nordics and UK. Neonomics, a leading open banking company, and Qvik, a leading developer of digital consumer products, have signed a strategic partnership to jointly promote and deploy open banking services to customers across the Nordics and UK. Droit integrates with Finborn. Droit, a technology firm at the forefront of computational law and regulation, will partner with Finborn Technology, a provider of cloud-based investment data management software, to launch an end-to-end position reporting solution for increased regulatory transparency. Acceptor names Keith Mann as APAC General Manager. Acceptor, the intelligent automation platform for financial markets, today announced the appointment of Keith Mann as General Manager, GM, for Asia-Pacific, APAC, based in Singapore. Gideon Valkin launches $12 million fund to back Europe's fintech mafia. Gideon Valkin, formerly of Monzo, ClearScore and Entree Capital, has closed on a $12 million fintech venture fund, Adrena Ventures, and made his first investment in Neustom, an AI startup founded by Monzo's co-founding CTO Jonas Tempelestein. Credit technology startup Abound moves into profit. British credit technology firm Abound has achieved profitability 3 years after its launch and is looking to double the size of its team in London from 65 to 130 this year. Moss lifts six-month IT ban on DBS. Singapore's central bank has lifted restrictions on non-essential IT services imposed on DBS Bank in the wake of a series of disruptive outages that hit the bank's payments and ATM services last year. Ripple enters supply chain finance venture with SBI Group and HashKeyDX. Ripple is joining forces with SBI Group and HashKeyDX to bring XRPL-powered supply chain finance to Japan. Real estate financial technology company Backflip raises $15 million. Backflip, the all-in-one real estate and financial technology platform for real estate entrepreneurs, announced today its $15 million Series A led by Firstmark Capital, early investors in category-defining platforms Airbnb, Shopify, and Pinterest. Liminal receives initial approval from Dubai's Virtual Asset Regulatory Authority. First Answer Custody FCE, the Dubai entity of Liminal Custody Solutions, a leading provider of digital asset custody and wallet infrastructure solutions, has achieved a significant milestone. FinTech Scotland invites call for applicants to Later Life Planning Challenge. FinTech Scotland and Smart Data Foundry are collaborating to bring an industry-wide UK FinTech Innovation Challenge to the market. This challenge seeks to inspire the development of inclusive financial services for consumers, empowering them on their journey towards a secure financial future. WealthKernel opens up to get ground clients. WealthKernel, a digital investment infrastructure provider, today announces a new partnership with GetGround, an all-in-one property platform for buy-to-let investors. Russia to ban crypto amid geopolitical tensions. Russia has decided on a strict ban on crypto circulation to bolster the ruble amidst geopolitical tensions. Wallets as a service platform Ansa raises $14 million. The fintech infrastructure solution enabling merchants to launch branded customer wallets. Ansa raises $14 million Series A funding round. Medius and SourceDay join forces on Procure to Pay. Medius, a leading global provider of cloud-based accounts payable, AP, automation and spend management solutions, and SourceDay, a leading supply chain collaboration platform transforming procurement, have announced their official partnership. Airwallex makes Middle East play. Global payments and financial platform for modern businesses, Airwallex signals strategic growth, looking to expand in the Middle East, as it sees the region as critical to building a fully global business. Abu Dhabi Islamic Bank taps Visa for installment payments. Abu Dhabi Islamic Bank, ADIB, a leading Islamic financial institution, in partnership with Visa, NYSE, a world leader in digital payments, has announced Visa Installment Solution, VIS, is officially live for ADIB-covered cardholders in the UAE. Delta Capita buys LSEG client onboarding tech. Delta Capita, a leading global capital markets consulting, managed services and technology provider, today announces it has acquired client onboarding technology from LSEG, London Stock Exchange Group. ISSB publishes Digital Sustainability Taxonomy. The International Sustainability Standards Board, ISSB, has today published the IFRS Sustainability Disclosure Taxonomy, ISSB Taxonomy, fulfilling its promise to enable investors and other capital providers to analyze sustainability-related financial disclosures efficiently. Finos opens AI Readiness Forum for Financial Services. The FinTech Open Source Foundation, Finos, the financial services umbrella of the Linux Foundation, today announced the formation of the AI Readiness for Financial Services Industry, FSI, Special Interest Group, SIG, as part of its broader Pioneering Artificial Intelligence, AI, strategic initiative. Plend and Monevo form lending partnership. Plend, a UK-based consumer lender, has partnered with Monevo, an innovative credit eligibility and distribution platform, empowering over 150 credit providers and banks to host, manage and distribute pre-qualified credit offers. Reliance on digital solutions raising the stakes for bank cybersecurity. The three European supervisory authorities, EBA, EIOPA and ESMA, the ESAs, today issued their Spring 2024 Joint Committee update on risks and vulnerabilities in the EU financial system. Capital on Tap unveils 350-meters public securitization facility. Capital on Tap, a leading global fintech, today celebrated a major milestone in its mission to better serve small and medium-sized businesses with the successful launch of its second public securitization facility, London Cards No. 2. As LPB Bank renamed Magnetic Bank for FinTech Push. As LPB Bank officially changed its legal name to as Magnetic Bank, while also introducing a new brand visual identity. Rhymes appoints Mark Sedgwick to head up Manila office. Rhymes, a leading provider of enterprise data management and investment management solutions to the global investment community, is pleased to announce the relocation of Mark Sedgwick, global head of the firm's data management office, to Manila, Philippines. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.